One of the country's top spy agencies is warning Australian businesses to brace for a wave of cyber attacks around next week's G20 summit in Brisbane. The agency that eavesdrops on the region, the Australian Signals Directorate, won't say where the online assaults are likely to come from. But cyber experts say Russia and China are among the main culprits. Andrew Green reports.
Around Brisbane's CBD, the police barriers are in place and Air Force jets have begun flying training missions in the skies. In the next few days, world leaders will start arriving. And while the physical signs of security are clearly visible, in cyberspace another massive operation is well advanced. In recent weeks, the top secret Australian Signals Directorate, a spy agency based in Canberra, has been giving an increasing number of briefings to Australian industry ahead of the G20 summit. The agency warns that because Australia has assumed the chairmanship of the G20, networks here have become a more attractive target for cyber espionage or attack.
It's just too expensive now for a lot of groups who are anti a lot of G20 issues to, you know, hop on boats, aeroplanes and come to Australia, particularly when a lot of them are being screened now before they get here. So it's much easier and much more cost-effective from their point of view as disruptors to do it in a cybersecurity way.
Greg Rudd is with Crest Australia, an organisation which provides cyber and information security to individuals and corporate entities. He says with so many high-profile leaders in the country, next weekend's G20 summit is an irresistible target for hackers.
They would love to just get into the traffic light system, for example, and just disrupt that. And what they're after really is free international media.
In its official G20 cyber security advice, the Australian Signals Directorate details various strategies for organisations and individuals to avoid cyber attack. It outlines common techniques used by hackers, including sending emails containing malicious software or hijacking public Wi-Fi networks. The ASD also warns that gifts such as USB sticks are commonly given at events like the G20 and should be avoided because they can secretly install software which can steal sensitive data.
Never use them, never put them in your machine, because you'll be putting other things into your computer more than just the stick.
So which groups could be behind the cyber attacks on the G20? Greg Rudd believes there are three broad categories: state-sanctioned hackers, industrial hackers trying to steal commercial secrets, and activist groups such as Anonymous. But in cyberspace, not everyone is who they appear to be.
Because China is a obvious suspect and Russia is an obvious suspect, a lot of the hackers all over the world have gone out of their way and developed it into a bit of an art form to lay the blame at China and Russia's feet for all sorts of hacks.
Greg Rudd from Crest Australia, ending that report by Andrew Green.